we have heard the mantra over the years, you know, where the government spends, sometimes these taxes are introduced to deal with emissions and carbon and how they were brought in maybe to help change behaviour. But the reality of the fact is that in the Northwest and in rural Ireland, they won't and they can't change behaviour. You or I cannot do without the motor vehicle stuff we have. We need them to travel to work, and it's as simple as that. We need them to go about our daily lives. There are four vehicles at my house. They're there out of necessity. They're there for work purposes, and they're there for educational purposes. Kids going to college. The increases in these duties and taxes have added 32 cents to a litre in the last 5 years. And that equates to something in the region of 20 euros a fill. And I see where AA Ireland, the Automobile Association, has said that 65 cents of a litre is now going directly to the government, whether that's in one form or another.
It's a fairly significant amount, and you know, for areas again where the public transport would not be on a par with maybe some of the large urban areas, could concessions be made, do you think, that fuel could be sold cheaper in maybe more rural areas like that, where a public transport system is currently being built up, maybe say compared to the prices that are being charged in large urban areas where there are regular buses and trains running?
They could, there's no doubt about it. Of course they could, but they won't. And I definitely don't believe they won't. Government is well aware of what these taxes do in rural communities. They are punitive. They know that. They've been told that for years. But, however, they don't do anything to address the impacts that they do have on us as rural dwellers. And I don't believe that they will. And I think that is wrong.
We can see tolls rising again. We can see all the various taxes that we've just alluded to on the increase. There are a lot of families at the present moment in time who are very much pushed to the pin of their collar. And these particular rising fuel costs, that's going to add significantly more pressure to them. It comes back down to a case in a lot of instances, food or fuel, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah, and we do know, and we see the evidence from a number of different organisations. We see it from St. Vincent de Paul, Bernardo's, and other organisations that are dealing with individuals, and we see increasing figures who find an increasing number of families who find themselves in that scenario, unfortunately.